then go to feedontariotogether.ca.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Has anyone ever been on the Wolf Island Ferry? The song is about that. It's from my hometown.
Thanks. It's PS I Love You live on KEXP. Paul, I see you shaking your hand out there. I bet it hurts after that.
A little bit.
You don't necessarily hear what I've read in interviews as your love of metal bands until you break into one of those guitar shreds there.
Takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and then we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured. It's long road. road to wisdom. It's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes. Be in my heart. Be in my eyes. I. Be in my heart. Think that I could love you back. I hope it's not too late, 'cause you're so attractive in the way you move. I won't close my eyes. 'Cause it takes a man to live, it takes a woman to make and compromise. Be in my eyes. Be in my heart. Be in my eyes. I. Be in my heart.
Yay!
Yeah!
Okay.
Big black car?
Yeah. Check, check, check. I can't hear myself at all.
Really?
Can you hear yourself?
I know. Not really.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yours is kind of quiet.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
I'm a little quiet.
I got a backup.
Check, check. Check, 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 check. Hello. Hello. We good? Yeah, that sounds fine. I trust you. All right.
Perf.
We're going to go into our second song. Hi, Ty. this is going to be Big Black Car by Gregory Alan Isakov.
I was a kid, I sat with an ear closed, just listening. Was there when the rain tapped the way down your face. You were a miracle, I was just holding your space. Well, time has a way. The past she is haunted, future is laced. Heartbreak, you know, drives a big black car. So I was in the backseat, just minding my own. And through the glass, the corn crows come like rain. They won't stay. Stay for too long now. This could be all that we love, of love and all. Well, you were a dancer and I was a rag. Song in my head, well, was all that I had. Hope was a letter I never could send. Oh, love was a country couldn't defend. And through the carnival, we watched them go round and round. And all we knew of home was just a sunset and some clowns. Oh, making changes, walking the sidewalks all covered in rain. Love to just get just some of your stories, me all with my plain chain glory. Just me and all of my plain chain glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What's next? It is Jersey Giant.
Nice.
Classic.
All right. Jersey Giant.
Okay.
Four.
We good to go?
Cool.
So.
Okay.
Two, three, four.
Songs and I'd sing with you. We get drunk and go to bed. Looking back at all them memories, Lord, I hate to sleep alone. If you ever get that notion that you need me, let me know. Just 2 hours to get there, babe. I can make it back about an hour or so. Hold you close against my skin. Need a little warmth on a night so cold. Singing songs we used to sing. One about the lady in a long black veil. Should've seen the warning signs, but I love to hear you wail. High and lonesome, hard and strong. Even if it was a little out of tune. Hotter than socks on a Jersey Giant. Lord, I thought you hung the moon. I remember all them winters, drinking Woodford till we drown. We get wind about a party, bundled up and go to town. Never worry about the police, never worried much at all. Miss those nights of reckless glory. I'd come back if you just call. It's just 2 hours to get there, babe. I can make it back about an hour or so. Hold you close against my skin. Need a little warmth on a night so cold. Singing songs we used to sing. One about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen the warning signs. Lord, I love to hear you well. High and lonesome, hard and strong. Even if it was a little out of tune. Harder than socks on a Jersey Giant. Lord, I thought you hung the moon. Background has a memory. Every memory held your name. Just 2 hours to get there, babe. I can make him back in about an hour or so. Hold you close against my skin. Need a little warmth on a night so cold. Singing songs we used to sing. One about the lady in the long black veil. Should have seen the warning signs. Lord, I love to hear you well. hard and strong, even if it was a little out of tune. Harder than socks on a jersey giant, Lord, I thought you hung the moon.
Now that's good knowledge now that break means break, obviously.
That's what break means.
Next is Snowbank?
Snowbank, yeah. Oh, I was on the wrong one.
Hi.
Okay.
I love you. How are you?
Thank you.
Been working for the man every goddamn day. I've been smoking with my friends to wash the night away. Catching up on sleep harder when I'm waking up next to me. There's a girl from down the road sending looks my way. Frankly, dear, I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to say. How can I say no when you're a thousand miles away? Wish I could roll the windows down. But the snow has swallowed up our little town. There's coffee in my cup, cameras in my face. Well, I think I've had enough of all these people in this place. Tomorrow I'll be gone, be a thousand miles away. There's something on my chest that's really messing with my health. Just because I'm smiling doesn't mean that I am smiling for myself. Take the stage and put the mask back on the shelf. Wish I could roll the windows down. But the snow has swallowed up our little town. I know you have to. Yes. But you didn't have the right to steal the soul. So in my sleep. Oh, 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 oh.
We got a few more songs left for you guys. I think we got three more left.
Yeah. This one is, what is it next? Like Real People Do. That's the next one.
This is a song by Hozier. He is an Irish man.
Fun fact, everybody.
Check, check, check. Are we good to go back on this?
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Far, it's on. It's on 5.
There you go. Yeah.
However scary about that night, the bugs and the dirt. Why were you digging? What did you bury before those hands pulled me from the earth? I will not ask you where you came from. I will not ask and neither should you. Honey, just put your sweet lips on my lips. We should just kiss like real people do. Raise your hand if you know it. Okay.
Raise your hand if you know Noah Kahn.
Thank you.
Can you guys hear Lee?
That's so funny.
Check, check, check. Hello.
They can't hear you. They can't hear you. They can't hear you. Yeah. Here, wait, you should be using this. Because I have this and I'm not playing this song.
For what?
Do you want to sing into it?
Yes. Pardon? 100%. I thought about that as I was coming. I was like, I don't know if they'll remember to. I'll go back like directly after. No, of course. Of course. Thank you for coming. I love you. You're amazing. I love you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Check.
Check.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me at all? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me for this one?
Hello.
What about through both?
Can you hear me?
Ah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? That's fine. Whatever, let's go.
That's what matters.
I don't think they can hear me, but I think it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just a lack of an open mouth. Cause this town's just an ocean now.
I miss this place, your head and your heart. My dad still tells me that they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say if only, baby, traffic lights, they'd make me a star. They'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. I wanna go. Your head and your heart, and my dad still tells me that you're playing your songs,
laughing at the way that you would say it's only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic light. They make me a star. They make me a star. Once you've had a change of heart, cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, And you can you even hear him from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud. Cause this town's just an ocean now.
It was actually, it's funny that you're all like, what's going on? That was a whole part of the plan, right? So you're looking at us like, whoa, that's so crazy. Little did you know, yeah. We've been practicing that for the whole month.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Should we just do one more?
We only have one.
Oh, yeah, true.
Wait, this is our last song.
Wait, so should we say
this is our last song.
So people...
I'm Lee Sajay, and this is...
I'm Scout Ashdale.
Oh, whoa. My voice can... You can hear me now. That's so crazy. Yeah.
It's also... Is it time to sit for people, or what? Should we tell people it's time to sit? Yeah. We're going to get started soon, so if you want to go sit somewhere.
If you didn't know it already, this is the quilt event. And this
really
is
awesome.
The launch.
Get excited for really awesome readings.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be great.
You poetry guys are awesome. And vibes and beauty and arts and all of the above. Yeah, so let's do one more song.
Okay.
Which is...
Stubborn Love.
Stubborn Love. Oh, this is a good one.
That's so
cool. It's gonna come.
Ooh. Hello.
Okay.
From her knees, make you think she means it this time. She'll tear a hole in you, the one you can't repair. But I still love her, I don't really care. When we were young, feel pain than nothing at all. The opposite of love's indifference. So pay attention now. I'm standing on your porch screaming out, and I won't leave until you come downstairs. So keep your head up, keep your love, keep your head up, keep your love, keep your head up, love, keep your head. Keep your love. And I don't blame you, dear, for running like you did all these years. I would do the same, you best believe. And the highway signs say we're close. I don't read those things anymore. I never did in my own eyes. So keep your head
up.
Keep your love. Keep your head up, my love. Keep your head up, my love.
your head up. Keep your love.
Thank you so much. You've
Thank
been
you,
lovely.
Quo.
Lovely.
Welcome to Quilt Volume 5 Nostos launch. We're so excited to have you here. Sorry, this is, we're short, but we're not this short. So for those of you that don't know, my name is Madeline, and I'm the co-EIC.
I'm Audra, I'm the other co-EIC.
Oh, thank you, Corey.
Thank you so much. And it was that easy.
It was that easy the whole time.
Help yourselves. Okay.
So we wanted to read to you today our editor's note for this volume. We've been reflecting a lot on Quilt over the past 4 years because this is our fourth year, and we've been here since the beginning of our degree. So it's kind of bittersweet for us, and we wanted to just talk about that as a little preface to the evening. So this is our editor's note, and the composition is by our very own Corey Martin. So you can go over there and buy it and see for yourself.
Done by hand and then later scanned, so it's very, very cool.
Yeah.
All in glue stick. For exactly.
All right, so here it is. Where has the time gone? Quilt is now 5 years old, no longer a baby, but a toddler who can stand on its own 2 feet. Larissa, Daniel, Fiona, Sam, and Aruj each raised this magazine and held its hands as it learned to walk. We have managed beyond our expectations to not only keep our child alive, but see it thrive. Who knew we would be such good parents? We are both in our fourth and regrettably final year of our undergrad, and through this tumultuous time, Quilt has remained constant, close, and communal. We're sad to see the end of a relationship that has spanned the last 4 years, but ending our degree with Quilt also feels like a homecoming.
But as this volume has taught us, returning to home is never as easy as it seems. Nostos will take you on a journey, a train that makes many stops on the way to its destination. We will visit memories kept alive in unfamiliar mountains, catch a passing glimpse of a trail of cigarette smoke, hear a too eloquent bark through a backyard chain link, witness regret in the wrong time and the wrong place, feel the hard wear of becoming sparking to life, the ache of growing apart while still feeling your roots, travel along roads all too familiar but made strange by unexpected destinations, stay a while and endure what cannot be said, finally leave because even arrival cannot happen without departure. So climb aboard, stow your luggage, and get out your boarding pass. We hope you enjoy the trip, and we hope we'll see you there. Safe travels, Audra and Madeline.
So our sound today is being done by CFRC, which means we are also live right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Can we get a round of applause for Chance, who's in the corner making sure all this goes well? Thank you so much, Chance. So hi to everyone that's tuning in on CFRC 101.9 FM or on CFRC.ca, and to everyone here, you're on the radio.
Also, while you're all here, we will be selling our zines just in the other room for $15, or our Volume 5 Nostos launch, and with your purchase, you can get a little bookmark, and it's a train ticket. Ain't that fun? You can also, if you're not interested in buying the magazine, which is crazy, but you can purchase a bookmark for $2 as well. And thank you guys so much for coming out. We're so excited to have you here.
Next, we're going to hear from Eleanor, our academic editor. Oh, yeah, we're going to publish it on the internet now. Obviously, we have it in print, but we like to press publish here with everyone in the room and see it go up live, which is always really exciting. So let's all take a look as Corey presses publish.
Whoa.
And now it's live! Yay! That's so amazing. Okay, now we will be hearing from Eleanor. I'm so sorry. We're hearing from Natalie.
Yes, in fact, it is me. I have returned. I would like to extend... Thank you, Corey. Thank you. I would like to extend my deepest and heartfelt thank you and utmost gratitude for the design team, the copyright team, and the exec team, and every other member on Quilt, as well as everyone who is an author here and anyone else who came tonight. Thank you so much. The past few years have meant a lot to me, and everyone who's been a part of this team, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I will now read the land acknowledgement. Quilt recognizes that we are writing, working, and publishing on traditional Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. We acknowledge the privilege it is to be on this stolen land and to draw inspiration and comfort from its existence. As a literary publication, we have the ability to uplift Indigenous voices and stories. We aim to do so in a way that creates a safe and empowering space for all. As Quilt continues to grow, we strive to implement reconciliation and amplify Indigenous voices wherever and whenever possible. Thank you. And next we will hear from Eleanor.
Thank you, Natalie. My name is Eleanor Daly. This is my third year with Quilt and my second year as a senior academic editor. Part of this job involves writing a little intro to sort of contextualize the themes within the volume as a whole. Thanks, Corey. All right, so the word nostos comes from ancient Greek, meaning a poetic genre best demonstrated by the Trojan cycle. Nostos is a hero's return home from Troy by sea, referring to both the return itself as experienced by the Achaean heroes and to the poetic telling of that experience. This comes from Bonifazi, page 481. The hero Odysseus exemplifies the Nostos narrative, with Homer's Odyssey serving as the surviving example of the Nostos genre. Bonifazi describes him as, quote, the most successful Nostos hero, end quote, since he, quote, saves himself, he survives a number of very dangerous adventures, and is able to safely reach different places than home before getting home, end quote. Furthermore, Odysseus narrates his own Nostos tales in the Odyssey, embodying the, quote, inseparable notions of Nostos and the Nostos tale, end quote. Odysseus shows us that a Nostos tale is one of strength and resilience, and that getting lost is not necessarily the antithesis to finding home again. The concept of Nostos continues to resonate with us in the modern day, notably in the notion of homesickness. Nostos manifests itself in the English language as nostalgia, which is defined as a, quote, acute longing for familiar surroundings, or a, quote, sentimental longing for or regretful memory of the past, and this comes from the OED. There is a cyclical nature to Nostos, with the journey away from home and return to home again, and the reemergence of Nostos in contemporary language and in the 17th and 18th centuries after over two millennia reflects this cyclicality. Quilt Volume 5, Nostos, is an ode to the hero's journey at all stages, homesickness and homecoming, transformation and becoming, and nostalgia in myriad forms. Up next, we have Switzerland in Memoriam by Leah Pleasance.
Hi, everyone. This is my poem, Switzerland in Memoriam. It's silly, really, how I cling, nails piercing palms, to that postcard dream of Switzerland. You said it once, just offhand, that you'd love to wake up there one Christmas, to the hush of snow in a silence too perfect to take for granted. And each year, I promise myself, go, book a ticket, get on the plane, step into the dream of what was always half yours. But something stops me, keeps me here. A tether to your memory too sharp to sever. You would have hated this ache I've wrapped around us. The way I keep you alive in a place never seen. Visiting Alps in daydreams. Not for the beauty of their peaks, but because I know that's where you rest. Laughing at me in an old worn out scarf as your breath clouds in the cold. Now I string lights in my small apartment, fingers raw from the wiring just to watch them glow. Maybe someday I'll finally go. I'll stand on that mountain as if you're just out of sight, celebrating this love, this life, this dream, not lost among death, but resting, waiting in the snow. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Leah. That was beautiful. Next up, we have a short story by Ethan Hirchibees called Hick.
All right. Good evening. Let me tell you about Jim Grossman. Now, when I think of Jim Grossman, I can't help but picture his artificial white teeth. Maureen always said he must paint them with the same stuff they used on the old fence last spring. I tell you now, we've lived across the Grossman since we moved to town, when the Littles were still little and barely walking on their own. His and Leslie kids were a few years older than Jack and Charlie. There were a few good years where Jack and Charlie and Sam and Garth would all be together over here, over there, or at another house on the road. Then that puberty switch flipped over on Sam and Garth, and, well, they wanted nothing to do with any kid younger than them. So it was during that time that Jim and Leslie started coming around to Maureen's and I's. I tell you, we would get up to no good whether the kids were there or not. Jim, the connoisseur he was always bringing over some new gin or rum to try. He was a business type, you know, traveling for work and such. Each trip incomplete without checking out some weird liquor store. Anyways, he was always bringing something new by the house for us to try, saying, "The guy said he can never keep this stock the way it flies," or, "The guy said you never looked at yourself the same." There was always a guy saying something. It was a good time those days, Jim and Leslie and Maureen and me. Then, you remember, I got that promotion, started taking all those extra hours running my nose brown. I was drained most days, so I'd say, "Go ahead, Maureen, go without me," and she'd go. I'd be asleep by the time she came back. Something must have happened in that time. I'd ask Maureen, and she'd say, "I don't know, but there's something there." "Is it Jim?" I'd ask. "I don't know," she said. "Is it Leslie, the kids?" I'd ask next. "I don't know, but there's something there." I can't remember how long after that all the invites stopped coming. Now, I wasn't going, but Maureen sure was a bit hurt. She looked forward to it. Hell, we all did. And, well, you know us, we got friends here and there, but nothing like Jim and Leslie. It was always the four of us. That was our group. I couldn't stand to look at her, Maureen, waiting by the phone on Fridays. I couldn't look at her. So, anyways, the teeth. After all that, Jim barely spoke to me. I'd be outside and see them pull in the driveway, and we'd wave or nod, but nothing else. One night I had a few, and you know how I am after a few, tossing and turning the sheets all night. Instead of staring at the clock, I went out for a smoke on the porch. I got up, wrapped myself in robe, tucked Maureen in. I remember I stood there for a moment, watching her. Quietly, I slipped out of the room. The stars were good that day, no moon or anything, so the stars really popped, you know, and as you watched them and as you looked, more and more kept popping out. It was gorgeous, so I'm out there watching the stars, freezing my dick off, when all I hear is, well, who else than old Jim was out there, also smoking at 3 a.m. So we started. "Jim," I said. "Jerry," he said. "Been good," I said. "Been better." "You," he said. "Much the same," I said. "Work," he said. "Much the same." "Leslie, been better," he said. Now you see, and this is what I was getting to, when Jim smokes, after he takes a drag, he does this thing where he sucks the air in through his teeth, making this loud sound. All you can see when he does it is his huge, bleach-white dentures. It almost looks like he's winding back, getting ready to shoot them right out of his gums. We smoked, looked at the stars, the occasional I can't remember who brought up the kids, might have been me. Lars are still at home, but his has moved on. You know, Sam's in college, and Garth just moved out to live with a couple buddies a town or two over. That's when he goes, the kids being gone, been doing no good for us. "Oh, yeah," I said. "Yeah," he said. "Doing no good." "You guys ain't fighting, are ya?" I'd ask. "You'd have to be talking to each other to be fighting," he says. "Geez, Jim, I didn't know." "Yep," he said. "We ain't even sleeping in the same bed anymore." Now, I didn't know what to say. I knew people sometimes didn't sleep in the same bed, but this is the first time I heard of it. I just stood there, looking at him, looking at his teeth. I don't know what to say. That's when he goes, "I'm sorry about icing you and Maureen out like that. Those were some good times, Jerry." "Yeah, they sure were, Jim," I said. "Guess I just didn't want you two seeing us like that," he said. So I go, I'm sorry too, Jim." "Yeah, well," he goes, giving out one last he drops and stops out his cigarette. "Probably should head in. You staying out here?" "Yeah, just a second longer," I go. "Well, don't freeze your dick off there," he said. He stopped in his doorway, watching the stars for a final second, like he was taking a picture of it on his mind. "Really is a gorgeous night," he said. Then he closed the door behind him, leaving me out there all alone in my robe.
I finished the cigarette, stomped it out, and then went back in myself. In the room, I dropped the robe, crawled back in, and I could not give Maureen a little peck on the forehead. I don't think I slept a single second that night. I just settled in next to Maureen. I saw Jim the next day in the driveway. He was packing his suitcase into the back of the van. He didn't even say anything to me when he saw me. He just looked over, gave me a wave and a nod, and he smiled. Thank you.
Okay, and next we have Memo from a Dog, written by Lainey Smith and illustrated by Audra Crago.
Memorandum to all staff from Dog, subject stay. To whom it may concern, please see me as an emaciated hound, taken off the streets, abandoned at the shelter, lips peeling back to the shine of my barred teeth. A reminder that I am ready to bite a hand that dares to feed me, curling up in a bed of my own filth, barking at anyone who approaches the gate, and snarling at my idea of what you are. Please note that I'm aware that you're sitting waiting at the gates, liver treat in hand, and know that I'm silently praying you stay, waiting for me on the other side of the kennel, even though I bark and lunge. A general heads up that the lines of betrayal where my collar was removed are still fresh, and the air from night spent cowering alone is still in my lungs, although my loyalty to fear is wavering. I'll come soon. If there are any questions, please direct them to the crater I dug in the earth beneath the back porch where you found me, shivering and angry. Cheers, Dog.
Next up, we're going to have The Lycanthrope by Zoe Compson and illustrated by Kaya Mongrain. Maybe a little lower. I lost my voice a couple days ago, so if it awkwardly cracks like halfway through, you didn't hear that. Interrogation of Mrs. John Graves as to the death of Angela Timoney, October 29th, 1644. Mrs. Graves, Monkton said, 3 nights ago you turned yourself in to my fellow investigator, Mr. Clarkson, claiming yourself to be a werewolf. Do you deny this? I do not. You then confessed to the murder of young Angela Timoney. At this, Mrs. Graves sat up straight, thudding her hands, which had until now been folded in her lap, onto the table. I did not kill the Timoney child, she cried. No. No, no, I did not. I could not bring myself to. I could not bear it. No, she repeated, frantic now. No, no, no. When she spoke again, her words tangled together most dreadfully. When I was but a little girl, in Ireland, a man came by, an English actor. He came to my mam's house for room and board, but she turned him away and shook for fear because he had cursed us. He had one eye. I looked at it and looked and I couldn't see the end, and Mam told me to stop staring. The actor was performing in the square. He said he came from afar. I did not know to be afraid. I sat and talked with him till Mam jerked me away. And he told me that on the continent, he met men with fur on their insides, which turned them raging mad. He said, our most deadly disease, lycanthropy, because it doesn't poison your body, but your mind. And that is the saddest poison of all. He told me they were plagued by vision.